Everyday Health with Dr. Ken. Welcome to the second hour. I'm with you each week at this time. I give you a weekly update of the medical news and the medical journals that your doctor's reading each week. I also answer all your health care questions from head to toe. I've been a medical doctor for over 30 years. I graduated from the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine in 1982. And there's almost nothing I haven't seen in medicine at least once. I'd like to help you, your family, your friends, your kids, your spouse, your parents get to the next step. If you have any signs or symptoms that you're confused about, or you've been to the doctor and they suggested some possibilities and you're not happy, I'd like to give you some other possibilities of treatment, starting off with the most gentlest, kindest ways. I won't embarrass you. I'll help you get to the next step. And the phones, they fill up pretty quickly. They did in the first hour, so you want to get on board. Toll-free from anywhere in the country, all 50 states, 1-888-55-DR-KEN, 1-888-553-7536. If you want to talk about health care policy, we could do that also. This is the time of the year when all this comes up, but we'll answer any of your health care questions, anything you'd like to talk to me about. Even if you want to talk about sexual problems, I promise I won't embarrass you. I'll give you evidence-based answers to all your health care questions. The probiotics seem to get better and better. I love this story because as traditionally trained as I am, I do keep my eye on all the alternative health research and evidence-based alternative medicine I love. And this is a story that began in the alternative world and now has been getting more and more mainstream. This week in the British Journal of Nutrition, this is a study in college students who took probiotics. They had a shorter and less severe cold season than students who did not take the beneficial microorganisms. One group received placebo, and the other group got a powder blend containing Hansen's probiotic strains. And here are the two key probiotics. They're abbreviated BB12, and the other one is LGG. They have really long names. I won't burst your brain with these really long names, but they're on the label, and they're always abbreviated as BB. That's double Bobby, BB-12, and LGG. These are the ones you want to look for because that's what was proven in this study to be effective. Those who took the probiotics had colds 2 days shorter, symptoms that were 34% less severe, and a higher quality of life resulted in fewer missed school days, 15 versus 34 missed by students taking the placebo. And this study supports the combination of the LGG and BB12, two very specific strains of probiotics. And these two strains are in a number of supplement-type products that are available over-the-counter, no prescription needed. And they're also in some yogurts. So my advice is just read the labels. Let's kick off the festivities of the second hour in Sacramento, California, near where I trained in San Francisco in cardiology in the late 1980s, a beautiful part of the world. Julie, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ken. This is the second time I've spoken to you.
The first time
was a number of years ago.
Welcome back. I used to moonlight in Sacramento many, many years ago, so I could afford to live in San Francisco while I was training in cardiology.
Okay, thank you so much. And my question is, I have been diagnosed with a post-traumatic stress eating disorder. I also have acid reflux and a multiple of other problems. And my question to you is, do you have any suggestions?
Okay, let me make sure I understand. So you have post-traumatic stress disorder?
Yes.
And you said and GE reflux?
Acid reflux,
Which is the active let's in a complex medical history, what you have to do is first untangle it and then put it back together. So what is the condition, the problem, the symptom that concerns you first the most?
The post-traumatic stress eating disorder that one of the civilian doctors diagnosed as the PTSD affecting the nerves in my stomach. They clamp down and nothing gets through.
Sure. Do we know what's caused this?
Untreated PTSD. I am a veteran.
Okay, because that's what I'm so glad that you have the insight to say that, because that's certainly what was first in my thoughts, in my detective mind, and it's great that you have that insight and acceptance of that as the issue. So you have essentially PTSD that has never been adequately treated.
Yes, because you suggested many years ago that I find a very good psychotherapist. Unfortunately, the VA doesn't have such animal.
Okay, and I'm shocked in this era where PTSD has become such a huge issue in our current adventures in the world that the VA where you're at has no plan, has nothing to do for anybody with PTSD. I'm shocked.
Well, the doctors that treated me couldn't even tell when I was having a flashback.
That's amazing. Do you have you're old enough to get Medicare, aren't you?
Yes, I am. And when I was able to escape it, the VA, I left the VA and went back to my HMO that had referred me to the VA.
Well,
because that's where they had the post-traumatic stress doctors, trained professionals.
Wait, you're not, Julie, now you're confusing me. I thought you said that they don't have that capability at the VA that you were referred to.
They didn't. I left using my Medicare, and I'm now back with my HMO that I left.
Julie, why are you in an HMO right now? Why are you able to be in regular Medicare where you can just go wherever you want? And everybody, there's a lesson here. I hope everybody's listening, because this is the limitations of HMO medicine and the frustration. I mean, Julia's ping pong. She's told to the specialist that can help her at the VA that she's referred to by her HMO, and then she goes to the VA and they say, we can't take care of you. Do I have it right, Julia, or am I confused?
You have it exactly right, Dr. Ken.
My head's exploding. This makes no sense. I feel so sorry for you. You're a veteran. You should be getting the care. Are you service-connected for the PTSD?
100%. Non-service.
Okay, well, this is crazy. I don't like to do such things, but this is where you get your congressperson involved. You know, right now, they're looking for your vote right now. And if you need help from the VA and you're not getting it, that's where you call your congressperson's office and you tell them this. And this is what they're supposed to be doing for you to get
you.
Well,
believe it or not, I have over the last 10 years.
Well, no, you need to do it, you know, on Monday.
Oh, I think the last time I spoke to him was about 3 days ago.
Your congressman's office?
Both, yes.
And mm-hmm. Do they have a plan for you?
No.
Julie, I don't quite understand it. This doesn't make any sense. What I would do is get your internist, your primary care doctor involved with this. Give your congressperson's office a call. Tell them the situation. This doesn't make any sense. Do you have any family? Do you have any kids, Julie?
Yes, I do. Right now, the only people that understand are the veterans that man the
Vessel
Warriors.
Do you have any children?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Are they? Are you close to one or two of them?
Yes, I am.
Get one of them to help you. Get one of them to help you here, and I think you can get this solved. Julie in Sacramento, California. My heart goes out to you. Obviously, everybody realizes she needs some help and is not handling this alone. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, plant-based foods lower the prostate risk on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot. What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
After health reform passed, and I signed that legislation into law, the promises of partnership have gone unfulfilled in the past.
The last 4 years has been bad for America. The National Republican Trust PAC has created a series of videos that expose the Obama agenda. To see the videos and to find out what you can do to defeat Barack Obama, go to GOPTrust.com.
You didn't build that.
There's too much at stake to stay on the sidelines for this election. To find out what you can do, go to GOPTrust.com. The National Republican Trust PAC is responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. GOPTrust.com.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
1-888-55 Dr. Ken. We still do have some lines open if you'd like to get to me. This is out of the annual American Association for Cancer Research International Conference on Frontiers in Cancer Prevention Research, held just this week, that men who chow down on flavonoids, this is a substance that's found in all the goodies, fruits, vegetables, herbs, and tea, they're less likely to get aggressive prostate cancer. Men with the highest total intake of flavonoids, they had a whopping 25% lower risk for aggressive prostate cancer compared with those men with the lowest flavonoid intake. So what you want to do is incorporate more plant-based foods, guys, and beverages such as fruits, vegetables, herbs, and tea into the diet. And it actually may, for the guys, offer some protection against aggressive prostate cancer, such a common problem that I'm so happy there are things we can do. Let's go out to El Paso, Texas. Rachel, I think you've got a complicated, challenging question for me.
I do. I'm 30. I had a myocardial infarction when I was 23.
Oh, bless
which
your heart.
Is, it led to my diagnosis with thrombophilia. And I have to, I decided since long-term blood thinners have negative effects on your liver, that I would manage it by mostly by diet, things to avoid, estrogen, soy, which leads to estrogen, nicotine, stuff like that. And I've done pretty well, but my husband and I have decided that we are going to start having children. And I know that blood clots during or directly after childbirth can be very dangerous. So should I take the hit to my liver and take blood thinners while I'm pregnant to avoid that? And will it cause any complications with the baby?
Well, that is a really tough one. You know, pregnancy complications in thrombophilias, this is an area that needs very special medical care. You can have problems like anemia, diabetes, and bleeding. And what I would recommend, I'm running up against the clock. You need somebody, you need to first get to a good hematologist, a blood specialist, which I hope you have. And
yes,
you need to put together a team of an OB doctor who takes care of high-risk pregnancy together with a hematologist. And you're going to need to do this at a high-risk center. And that would be my first step. Put that team together. And then once it's together and you're happy with it, and if you have any questions, call me right back. Okay, Rachel? Best of luck. Next, ovulating women may make them more critical of unsexy men on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water, but do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for
an airbrush or other spray equipment? Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Waiting your calls, 1-888-55-DR-KEN. Toll free from anywhere in the country. Answer any of your health care questions. We do now have some lines open. Head-to-toe medicine, evidence-based answers to all your health care questions about the kids, your parents, your friends, your spouse. 1-888-55-DR-KEN. I won't embarrass you. We'll pay for the call. No paperwork. 1-888-553-7536. I love this story, and this is one, don't shoot the messenger. This is out of a very credible, peer-reviewed medical journal, Hormones and Behavior. It's the November 2012 issue, just out this week. It's about ovulating women. You know, this is a story that the guys, you and some women may tell us that it's true, but a lot of guys may think that the cycle of a woman's cycle affects her emotions. I know I hear it from my wife all the time. But this is a study that scientifically looked at this, and there's now new evidence that suggests women will snap at their heterosexual partners more often while they're ovulating. This is the few days during the 28-day cycle, and I know for some women it's shorter or longer, but that's the average. But there's a few days in there, two or three days, where the woman can get pregnant and the egg suddenly becomes nice and ripe, it ovulates, and if a sperm attaches to it, you'll have a baby. And this is called ovulation. And women who settle down with brainy, stable guys instead of that hunky, irresponsible playboy are likely to find fault with their mates when they're most fertile. I'm not making this up. This is out of Hormones and Behavior. You may want to talk to your partner about this, but this was the results of the study. Richfield Springs, New York, let's welcome Ray to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Dr. Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
How are you?
Well, I'd be doing a lot better if I hadn't recently had an EMG test, which showed that I have a deteriorated myelin sheath for the nerves, for the muscles in my legs, which I didn't know I had, but that's what I just got the diagnosis this past Tuesday. My question is, what do I do now?
Well, so you were diagnosed with myelin sheath damage,
yes.
And did Did you speak to the neurologist, because that's the person who would who would deal with this? I'm just wondering how much they told you. Did they give you a specific diagnosis? You know, the things that cause demyelinating disease, and the myelin is the insulation around the nerves. Think of a wire, and the insulation around it is similar to the myelin in these long nerve cells. And if the myelin is going or gone, then the nerves touching upon each other can short each other out, just like wires can. And the damage to this protective covering or myelin sheath that surrounds nerve fibers in your brain and spinal cord can damage the ability of the nerves to conduct. The impulses slow or even stop, and this is what causes neurologic problems. And that's why this was picked up on your nerve conduction studies. And they apparently concluded that the slow conduction velocity in your nerves was due to this. It can result in a number of problems: multiple sclerosis, optic neuritis, something that's called transverse myelitis. This is an inflammation of the spinal cord. It can cause something called acute disseminated encephalomyelitis. This is an inflammation of the brain and spinal cord. And the treatment, there's no cure for demyelinating diseases and their progression, unfortunately, and the symptoms are different for everyone. But what you try to do is manage the symptoms, minimize the effect of the attacks, and modify the course of the diseases. There are some drugs that are recommended specifically for these disorders, and they can decrease the frequency of new lesion formations. Sometimes physical therapy can help. Sometimes muscle-relaxing drugs and medications to reduce pain and fatigue can help. But do they specifically give you a diagnosis other than this general grab bag description of the nerves?
No. He said it was... He said it was in one leg more than the other, or it's
right,
affecting one leg more than the other.
What kind of doctor discussed this with you?
This is a neurologist.
And did you say, what's my diagnosis?
Well, he told me, and he said, you know, you got the deteriorating sheath.
Okay, but that's a finding. That's not a specific diagnosis. And I would ask them, what's the diagnosis? What's the treatment? And if you're not getting a specific cause of a demyelinating disease, your next step is to go, and maybe you're going to need to go see a specialist in this area. And I would do a search for the neurologist who specializes in demyelinating diseases nearest Richfield Springs, New York, okay? Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, smoking, it can cut 10 years off a woman's life. Is that true? On Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves: stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification. detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
AAA55TRKN, bring you up to date on all the healthcare news each week in the medical journals. This week, there's a lot of information about smoking. This was in the medical journal Lancet, about women and the effect on their life. Smoking cigarettes can shave 10 years off a woman's life, but quitting before her 40th birthday and preferably well before it avoids more than 90% of this increased risk of dying. And stopping smoking before 30 avoids more than 97% of it. So this is great information. If you stop early enough, you may prevent all the havoc. But if you do continue to smoke, women, you're going to lose 10 years of your life. And secondhand smoke, this is out of the American College of Chest Physicians this week, that people exposed to heavy concentrations of secondhand smoke in a confined space, this is most commonly in a bar or in a car with the windows shut, they experience impaired breathing and airway restriction within 20 minutes. That's all it takes to be exposed to secondhand smoke and have definite effects on your breathing. So even short exposure is harmful for normal airways. So stay away from it. And this is also the newest information about smoking, about its effect on your eyes. This is in the Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science Journal this week. Evidence shows smoking increases the risk of age-related cataracts. This is the leading cause of blindness and vision loss in the world. So there's a common thread through all this. If you smoke, stop and talk to your doctors about it. And I'm very sympathetic to those who have trouble, because we've learned in the last year or two there are some genetic types that just can't get off it as easy as others. So talk to your doctors about all the help that we can provide. But first step is you need to want to stop smoking, because I can't afford to lose a single listener. Let's go west to Eugene, Oregon. Welcome, Edward. Edward, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Edward.
Thank you, Dr. Ken. Although I have some age, I'm in excellent physical condition. I've never taken any medicines in my life. I don't smoke. And 2 years ago, I had an ejection fraction of down to about 45.
45%. So your heart, so let me explain what that is before you go on. So your heart propels 45% of the blood that is in it with each beat, and normal is 50 to 65%. So you have some mild to moderate depression of heart pumping function. Go on,
right,
Edward.
in the left ventricle. And so what happens is that I brought that up to 50-52 with an elliptical machine 2 minutes after my workout every 5 days that I work out. I work out as a trainer at the Gold's Gym.
Great.
And one of my clients is a doctor, a naturopath. And I told him that I had an angiogram done at the time, by the way, and there's no fat in my heart.
How are your circulation? How are your coronaries?
Well, the only thing that I have now is that my ankles get a slight, slight swelling. Other than that, I'm really good.
But how are your coronaries, the plumbing to the heart?
There's no problem at all.
No plaquing at all?
No, none whatsoever. They found nothing in the heart.
Why do they think you have some decreased pumping function then?
Well, because it went down to 45. I had a cardiogram, and EKG is that what they call it?
An echocardiogram.
Yeah, echocardiogram, right?
Ultrasound. But why did they tell you why they think you had some depression of function?
Because I was feeling some weakness.
No, but that was the result of it. But what was the cause of the deep?
We don't know. Okay. They don't know either.
Okay, so fine. That's a fine answer. Sometimes we can't figure it out.
Right. And because I'm in excellent health, and it belies, my condition belies having any heart problems. So this naturopath suggested, Edward, why don't you take chondroitin sulfate, and that will clear up any heart condition that you have. So I wanted, my first question, to know if there was any validity to that.
Great question, Edward. Chondroitin sulfate, I like it for osteoarthritis, for wear and tear joint problems. There has been some good controlled clinical trials that has shown that it's effective, especially for mild arthritis. I don't think there's any harm to taking a recommended dose of it. And for some people it helps, but it's been recommended for a lot of other possibilities. And this is where it gets a little dicey. Over the years, even in fact, since the early 1970s, when there were first reports of using chondroitin sulfate for the heart, specifically for prevention of the second heart attack, there was a suggestion of people who have a history of heart disease or heart attack that there may be some benefit. But when these studies were then looked at more critically, the methodology, the way the research was put together, was considered to be of very poor quality and to the results to be very weak. And what I recommend, if you want to take some chondroitin sulfate, I don't have any problem with that. But I would not use that if you do have specific diagnoses regarding your heart, and I would have to examine you or you ask your cardiologist. Mm-hmm. I would not use this to exclude traditional therapy, because we have just wonderful treatments for the heart that are proven by good studies, and there's so many options available. So if you want to take some chondroitin sulfate, you know, maybe your joints will work better, maybe it'll help the heart, but I wouldn't use it to exclude traditional therapies.
I thank you for that. And then the other question, sir, is that I went to sleep, and my front door was white, and when I woke up it was all black with mold. And so cleaning the mold, I must have absorbed some of it. And it's been about 13 months. I have an extended a vocal range of 11 octaves. And I usually vocalize to about 6 octaves a day. And I got the idea that why don't I go up another octave and see what happens? And I did go up another octave, and my nose started to run. And I imagine the mold colonized in a certain height in my sinus passages. So I'm just about done with that part of it, but I still have some in my chest. That it's getting better. The cough is very light. And I wanted to know if maybe that can become a therapy for people that have an allergy using the isotopes on either side of the vocal cords with heightened frequency. Maybe it could drain the...
Edward, I want to commend you for using your brain and coming up with some clever ideas. And maybe one clinical investigator, medical researcher listening will put together a study and try it. But mold, if it's going to create some hoarseness, usually does it by an allergic reaction, and this can be treated by the general doctor or by the ear, nose, and throat doctor with some medicines that help with allergies. The asthma doctors, the allergy doctors help this also, and this is usually a problem that you can deal with. Edward and Eugene, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Tom, Utica, New York, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Yeah, Dr. Ken, I ordered a Cardiol, and when I got the medicine, and I read it, the instructions says do not use if you take a couple drinks a day, and I always do a couple beers or wine during dinner. So can I still take my Cardiol?
Read to me exactly what you're seeing on it.
All right, I'll have to go get it. Hang on 1 minute.
All right, let's bring Tom back, and can we put Tom on hold? And let's go to Matt. Matt?
Yes, sir.
Where are you calling from, Howard?
Yeah, I'm from Howard City. I'm actually calling from on the road. I'm on my way back to Howard City.
What's Howard City near that I would be familiar with?
Howard City, Michigan, which is really close to Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Oh, I know exactly where you are. Welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Doctor, I just want to say I'm glad I'm not a doctor because I would have a big headache. But other than that, I just have one thing to ask you, and it's something I've been
battling
for a while.
You know, it's funny that you say that, because some of the least happy people in the world that I know are the people who went to medical school because mom and dad forced them, but the people who went there because they love what they do are some of the happiest people on planet Earth. So you're exactly right. It's not for everybody, but it's right. Those of us who are well-matched, they're very honored to be doing what we do. How can we help?
I'm so glad that you are, because I'm glad I have a chance to talk to you about it. I have a disorder that's fatty tumors all over my body. About 19, I had only a couple of them. Now I got probably 40 of them. I've had them diagnosed, cut out, and tested. They're not malignant, but I don't know how to get rid of them. I'd like to maybe have some advice, or you heard of studies like how to get rid of them.
Sure.
I'd be most grateful.
Matt, great question. Did anybody use the word lipoma with you?
No.
Because these sound to me like they're what are called lipomas. And what a lipoma is, it's a slow-growing fatty lump. It's most often located between your skin and the underlying muscle.
Exactly.
They move readily with slight finger pressure. It's kind of doughy to the touch. They're usually not tender. Is this described pretty much what you have?
You got it, Doc. That's what I got. Lots of them.
Yes. And fortunately, these are not malignant. You're not going to die from this. You know, you may not win the beauty contest because of them. And are yours painful?
Yes, sir, they are.
Okay, because sometimes what happens is that's where it gets a little frustrating. They grow and they press on nearby nerves, or they can contain blood vessels, and that's when they get a little bit more concerning. The cause of these is unknown. They tend to run in families, and what we think is that somehow they're genetically caused, you know. But this is, you know, this is how doctors talk when we really don't know anything. You know, it's usually in the genes or in the environment. But, you know, that's basically as much as we know about the cause. Just out of curiosity, does anyone in your family also have these?
Yeah, my dad has them, quite a few of them. And a lot of the family members, we had just very few of them. We didn't have a lot. I don't know what caused it to go crazy, because, like I said, when I was around 19 or 20, I only had a few of them. Now, I was a lot thinner then. And my question to you is because I'm like 230 pounds right now. Before, when I had a few of them, I was only like 145. Would it be better for me to lose that weight and they would maybe shrink? I mean, would that be the, you know, the diagnosis variant, or?
Well, No treatment is usually necessary for a lipoma unless it's in a location that bothers you or it's painful or it's growing and the doctor recommends that it be removed. And there are a number of ways to remove it, either with surgery or steroid injections, but know where that steroid's coming from, and or liposuction. And those are the usual approaches to this. Have you seen a dermatologist about this to make sure you have?
Yeah, I had one cut out. Okay. He laid me down, and I had one right on my side, and he cut it out. But they're saying that when you cut them out, you're supposed to cut the whole entire, the core or everything, and he only gets part of it to take a biopsy, and it came back bigger. And so I was not, you know, really nervous about going back again and have double cut out, so... I don't know what else to do as far as, I thought maybe there might be some kind of a medicine to take and
you
that
know,
would maybe shrink them.
The possible treatments are what I've mentioned. You know, those are your choices.
Okay. I appreciate it very, very much. Like I said, I got them a lot all over me. When I roll on my side, they're there. When I'm there, my arm. I just got
there. There are some rare diseases, and I don't want to alarm you. You know, the diseases which are so hard to even pronounce. But there are some very rare diseases that can cause this. You may want to go to a university medical center, dermatologist, or somebody who specializes in lipoma, just to be checked one time to make sure that you don't have any of these very rare diseases that can cause it. I doubt it because these lipomas are so common. It would give you some peace of mind. But I think the treatments, unless there is some correctable rare disease, is what we've talked about. Okay? Matt, thanks so much for calling. Next, all pregnant women, there's a vaccine they should get, and I'll discuss it on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
Ernie, I know you're our worst player, but I want you to win this thing.
How, Coach? I've been riding the bench watching Netflix on my tablet all season.
By running the play that would never work if this were a real game.
Sorry, all I know is that Netflix lets me instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
Listen, son, when you get the ball, just chuck it. You're going.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and I'm going to change the way you think. You know how often you have read, and people have told you, believe in yourself. That's right. You tell it to people tell it to you. Well, you know what? That's absolutely wrong. I do not want you ever to believe in yourself. Now you're saying to yourself, what is he talking about? Well, here's the answer. What I want you to believe in and make happen is other people believing in you. That's right. That's exactly what brings up your confidence. That's what brings up your self-esteem. When you know, now proceed, when you know that other people believe in you, in your talents, in your skills, in your deliverables, in everything that you do, then what happens? They actually want to have more of you. They want you to be part of their lives. And then that makes you feel better, increases everything about you. So believe that everybody believes in you. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, back to Tom in Utica, New York. Hi, Tom.
And I have the box of Cardiol in front of me, and it says, do not use this product if you are pregnant, can become pregnant. If you are under 20, have liver disease, consume more than 2 alcoholic drinks per day.
Right.
And when I get home from work, I have either a couple wines and or beers.
Tom, now I wanted you,
this product.
You see, Tom, I wanted you to read that because no male should be consuming more than 2 alcoholic beverages a day because the liver can't handle it. And there are some products in the Cardiol that if your liver is not functioning well, could really cause some issues. So women, moderate drinking is 0 to 1 serving per day. Men, 1 to 2 a day. Don't binge. It's going to do your body, your brain, your heart, your liver bad. Next on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, what all pregnant women should do about AN cough shot.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're up to the last segment, so if you want to talk to me, we do have a line or two open. You better hurry, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken. Let's talk a little bit more about pregnant women out in the medical journals just this week. This is from the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, that expecting mothers should get a shot to prevent whooping cough during their last 3 months of pregnancy. Whooping cough has become all too common. Part of the problem is that we're not immunizing our kids. This is also called pertussis. There's been a frightening resurgence of the childhood disease among newborns. And whooping cough, also known, as I said, pertussis, it's highly contagious disease, and its name comes from the sound children make as they gasp for air. If you've ever seen a kid with this, it tears your heart out, a kid that can't breathe. Please, Mom, while you're pregnant, make sure you talk to your doctor in the last 3 months. Get this shot. You don't want to have an infant that comes down with pertussis. It'll just wreak havoc with your life. Next, let's go to Hudson, Florida, not too far from me, and welcome Chuck. Chuck, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, doctor. I want to help out that gentleman that called a couple calls ago with the lipoma. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I knew a couple of people that had it pretty bad, okay? I've got to be honest, it's not very pretty to look at.
That's what I was trying to tell him. He's not going to win a beauty contest.
Oh, boy, especially if it's on a woman. But anyway, they were told by a nutritionist slash doctor what to do, and they got rid of all of them. And
share with me.
Here's what they did. The doctor got him on apple cider vinegar, okay? That's the brown stuff, so he'll know. Not the white vinegar, apple cider vinegar, which is good for you. 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar 3 times a day, okay? It's going to take a couple of them, but these two people, it took them about 2 months to finally get rid of them. You take that 3 times a day, and, you know, until you get rid of them, it's going to take a couple of months, along with 2 tablespoons of olive oil in the course of a day. Every day, take a couple tablespoons of olive oil as well.
Chuck, I'm not aware of the study that showed that this was effective, but I don't see any safety issues with what you're recommending.
No, not at all. It's good for you.
Exactly.
And it's cheap.
Exactly. I don't see any safety issues with this, so I would recommend trying this. I don't think it can hurt.
Hey, doctor, I take apple cider vinegar every day myself, and I take olive oil every day. Because I know it's good for you.
Exactly. So I appreciate the suggestion, Chuck, and
yep.
I don't see any reason why this can't be tried because there's no downside to it. Chuck in Hudson, thanks so much for joining the festivities and helping us. Marlene in New Hampshire, welcome to Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. How are things in New Hampshire today, Marlene?
They're beautiful, but I think the storm's going to take the rest of our pretty leaves.
It left us in Florida, and I hope you don't get it.
Oh, it sounds bad if it gets up here. Yeah. I've had foot pain for a year and a half, 2 years. I've been limping. 6 months ago, doctor gave me a steel plate to put in my shoe to keep my foot from bending so much. It helps a little bit. I take naproxen. He gave me arch supports, which I put in some slippers that I wear in the house. It's really hurting, and I can't walk. I'm not exercising because it hurts so bad. And
Were you given a diagnosis for the foot pain?
It's arthritis.
It's just common wear and tear. The joints are the problem.
Well, the joints are moving.
Okay.
And the top of my foot, they're not supposed to move. And they're loose. What do you call them? Loose.
Okay.
And I also have a good-sized bunion and a couple of hammer toes. And I'm thinking about having surgery on it, but, boy, the surgery's a little scary.
Is this a podiatrist who recommended
this?
No,
this is the
orthopedic doctor?
Orthopedic doctor,
so an orthopedic surgeon suggested it.
Yeah.
And they want to operate on the foot itself?
Yeah, what they do is they fuse first, second, third.
Marlene, so what I would do is I would get a second opinion from a podiatrist, somebody who specializes in that area.
And
maybe even another orthopedic surgeon. And I would make sure that the medicines, the acetaminophen, the non-steroidals, are not going to help this. I would make sure that physical therapy can't help this. That there are no braces or other shoe inserts or a chronic pain class that can help this. Sometimes even a cortisone shot, but watch where it's from. And I would get some more opinions here. This is not an emergency procedure, and that's what I would do. Marlene in New Hampshire, thanks so much for calling Good Day Health. Dr. Ken, I'm so glad to be with you. Be with us each week. DrKenShow.com. Be well.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals. But the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.